It's time to pony up to the table and hear all of what's going on in the county, where it all comes together. The County Grapevine, a 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
And welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Grapevine. My name is Suzanne O'Connor. With me, of course, is Mr. McQueen. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing pretty good today, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good. All right, so what is on today's show?
Okay. Well, Lisa Rashad, Peer Support Education Coordinator for Peer Support Southeast Ontario and the organizer of Unspoken Truths Family Voice Circle, joins us today to talk about this new community initiative to support families and loved ones navigating complex mental health issues. Lisa will tell us why she started the group, who it's for, and what people can expect. She'll also talk about how creating a safe space for connection can make a real difference to those supporting others who are facing a significant mental health challenge. But first, we're bringing together five guests to talk about the Four Season Visitor Economy Partnership. Joining us now in the studio are Duarte da Silva, CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, Sarah Fox, Executive Director of Visit the County, Karen Palmer, Economic Development Officer for the Municipality of Prince Edward County, Mark Rose, Executive Director of the Picton Business Development Improvement Association, and Jana Smith, Executive Director of County Arts. We're going to learn how all of these organizations are working together to strengthen the county's important visitor economy. Over to you, Suzanne.
Thanks so much, Dave. You know, I don't think we've actually ever had this many people in the room before.
No, I don't think so. It's standing room only here.
Oh, Dave, you're so good for radio. Okay, so we're talking about something pretty cool. So this is a really, really neat collaboration. As soon as I heard about this, I don't know, what was it, like almost a year ago now? It's one of those things now where it seems like this is what's happening today, where so many, in brackets, brilliant minds are coming together and brainstorming. And so, because I know the way that creative people work, watching you guys in action, that, you know, Duarte might say something or Karen might say something. And then Jana may not have thought of that idea, but now that you guys have mentioned it, now Jana is thinking about an extension of one of your ideas, or another idea pops into her head because of your ideas. And so it makes total sense, as soon as everybody, you know, knew about this, this really unique collaboration, that you're going to come up with some really, really cool stuff. So thanks so much for piling into our room.
It's cozy.
So this collaboration, it is the official name of it, is Four Season Visitor Economy Partnership. I'm sure it probably took a while to come up with that name. So maybe we'll start there. Do you remember who came up with that name?
I think Karen coined the term. But yeah, the Four Season Visitor Economy Partnership, or as we affectionately call it, 4SVEP, it just rolls off the tongue, did come together in 2025. And I think what happened was the five organizations here, although we're each working on different parts of the Prince Edward County economy, we realized we were all circling around a similar problem. And that was that the county's economy is obviously concentrated in the summer months. And what we wanted to do, the Chamber, Visit the County, County Arts, Picton BIA, and the municipality, we all decided that instead of working on pieces of this individually and in isolation, we'd form a partnership to develop a comprehensive four-season visitor economy strategy, because one didn't exist. So it's a strategy that is most importantly grounded in data. It's informed by community consultation, and I think it's something that will continue to be evergreen and evolve and last long before we're in any of our positions. At least that's the hope.
Actually, that's really interesting. And, you know, talking about collaboration and communication, you've got a really interesting open door policy when you're there, that you say, yeah, you know, people need to, you know, talk about an idea or a problem or a concern, that they can go to you, and even if they're not part of the commerce, right?
Yeah, and absolutely. And, you know, it's important to note that with this partnership, we're talking to everyone. And anyone that will talk to us. It's not just chamber member organizations. It's not just, arts council members and things like that. We're really casting a wide net to make sure we get as much feedback and information as possible.
Awesome. So now, could each of you maybe describe what each of your organizations do for anybody that might be new to the county, passing through the county? Why don't we start with you, Duarte?
Sure. So the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce has been around for 120 years. We call ourselves the voice of business in Prince Edward County. So we're a strong advocate for a strong local economy. We support our members through resources, training, networking connections, and we really sort of work to increase the opportunity for businesses in our region. And I think for this project, we're the lead applicant and the coordinating body that is going to manage the overall process, but we certainly couldn't do it without the other four partners that we get to work together with.
Okay, and Sarah of Visit the County.
Yeah, Visit the County is the destination management and marketing organization for Prince Edward County. So we do campaigns that bring visitors to Prince Edward County, and we spend the majority of our marketing budget in the off season. So just in case anyone's wondering, our summer budget goes exclusively to the management piece, which is really about directing visitors where to go, helping them avoid those bottlenecks, and hopefully showcasing all the hidden gems that you can find in the outer reaches.
Okay. Next up is Mark Rose of the BIA, otherwise known as the Business Improvement Association.
Yeah, the Picton BIA, it's our job to make Picton attractive, well, to keep Picton attractive. So in terms of advocacy, streetscape, you know, we handle the banners, the flowers, anything nice and shiny on Main Street is certainly under the BIA mandate. Advocacy, much like Duarte, except we're siloed definitely within the confines of Picton. To amplify any messages our members might need amplified, to help them promote things, but also just to make Picton hop. My favorite thing to say is it's our job to bring people to Picton. From there, it's the business's job to get them inside their doors. So we do that through events, both big and small. We obviously have the night market in November, which is kind of our Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's lots of things granularly that get done, you know, between big events, things like monthly trash bashes, things like that. So some big shiny things and some nitty gritty things and everything in between.
The Fashionista event that happened for the first time last year, that was a huge hit. Was it another big hit this year? I know that you were involved with that.
Yeah, it absolutely was. It was our second annual Picton Fashion Week, and those culminate with fashion shows in the Armory Square. This year, we sold 26 more tickets than last year at $5 more, so it was bigger and better. And the plan is to grow it again next year.
Okay, up next is Executive Director of the County Arts. We're now speaking, or we're now going to be listening to Jenna Smith.
Yeah, thanks, Suzanne. So yeah, County Arts is the county's only arts service organization providing career development opportunities for artists, such as grants, residencies, and artist learning meetups. And we also deliver programs that connect residents and visitors to local artistic talent through courses and workshops that we operate at our space, the County Arts Lab and the Armory, and through our signature events like Art in the County. Primarily, we're focused on creating the conditions for artists to thrive in Prince Edward County, which includes attracting arts and culture tourists during the shoulder season.
And next up is the economic officer at the municipality of Prince Edward County. We're speaking now with Karen Palmer.
So mine is probably the most boring sounding of all of them. I do a lot of work on policy, and I think the easiest way to explain it is thinking about how to make it easier to do business in Prince Edward County. And just actually sitting here listening to all of us talk about what we do, I think this is actually one of the outcomes that we would love from this project, is getting sharper and clearer on which lane each of us is inhabiting, which one of us needs somebody to merge into that lane to help out. So I think about business development, workshops, things that help a business to grow, to get things started, to highlight opportunities. So I think a lot of that will come out of this process, how we can all be sort of lifting one another up and making it easier to do things because there's two of us doing it as opposed to just one. And hopefully the benefit will be to the businesses and to residents.
So how long ago did this start up? I said, you know, maybe almost a year ago, would you say, organically, that it, the seed started to grow?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had a couple meetings now in the big room in Shire Hall, and it started with a much bigger group. We had a lot of people who were just interested in shoulder season tourism at the table. And I think for a few of us, it started to get a little bit like, well, we're meeting a lot, but nothing is really happening. A lot of people had ideas, but there wasn't sort of, where does this idea belong? Mm-hmm. And who might actually fund this idea? So I think we kind of looked at this and said, we need a way to get clear, right? We need a roadmap. We need something that we can all agree, and frankly, that all of our boards can agree. Yeah, this is the thing we want you working on, so that it's not sort of, oh, I need Sarah to do something, but she's got to do it off the side of her desk, or they need me to do something, but I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to find time for that. That we can all agree, this is what we're making priority. This is where we're going to put some effort.
Okay. It's already coming together. This is amazing. So Prince Edward County has long been a destination for summer visitors, with the shoulder seasons growing in popularity in recent years. What opportunities do you see for growing tourism and economic activity during the fall, winter, and the spring months? Sarah, can we start with you? Visit the county?
Yeah, happy to take this one. Well, obviously, I mean, agritourism is a cornerstone of the tourism market. But in addition, you know, we have a wealth of culinary experiences, from our amazing restaurants to all of the beverage producers, wineries, cideries, and distilleries. And I think there are some people doing some really interesting things that actually combine the agritourism and culinary pieces right now, that are just really fantastic. And there's a great opportunity there, particularly in the fall. We've seen tourism growing in that season around harvest time, when it's just a time of abundance for everybody. But beyond that, we're really interested in growing wellness opportunities. That's been kind of earmarked in the tourism industry as a whole as a major opportunity. Don't quote me on these numbers, but there is something like 8% of all tourism around the world is wellness focused, but that accounts for about 16% of the revenues generated. So we see some great opportunities there, particularly with the development of some new spa facilities in the county, lots of wellness practitioners. And that's something that we can build in the winter months, because it's programming that isn't dependent on the snow. So it can be something, you come for kind of a winter reset, you connect with yourself, you know, you do the healthy thing in January, and if it snows, that just kind of adds to the whole atmosphere.
Right. Yeah. So, Jana, obviously there's artists that are living here year round, mm-hmm. and they're producing, and they would like to show their wares, and we need visitors to come and see those wares. So, yeah. So what information have you gathered about this, about observing the shoulder seasons?
For sure. We've been doing artist surveys since 2019. We do them every 2 years. And income-generating opportunities in the shoulder months, and particularly in the winter, has always come up as a barrier for an artist to really succeed here and thrive, which is really our objective, is for artists to you know, feel connected to the community, valued, they can live and work here. And we are really fortunate that we have the highest concentration of professional artists per capita in Ontario. We're tied with Niagara-on-the-Lake and Stratford, which is an incredible asset for us to be leveraging. You know, in addition to the artists that are working here, operating studios and businesses and taking part in various arts activities, we also have an abundance of very successful festivals, music, a new film festival, which is really exciting and beginning to take traction. So the, you know, for us, we're really looking at attracting the culture seekers profile, because those are travelers that are known to stay longer and spend more. And they're also people who are looking for the unique experiences and authentic ways to engage with the destination. They're looking for the stories. They want to meet people. So we're really focused on attracting that segment, using the arts to attract that segment. And like Sarah mentioned, you know, the arts are not only limited to the summer months. You know, we can bring the arts indoors. And we can be activating, you know, art-specific venues like the Regent or repurposed spaces like the Andrew and everything in between to really keep our streets vibrant.
So one concern I would think that any area that is like Prince Edward County that is concerning to small business and maybe especially artists because they might not have a brick and mortar, right, that is so obviously seen on the main street. So they might be concerned that if we do have the highest ratio of artists, visual artists and filmmakers and so on here residing and working, that the competition is obviously becoming steeper. And I don't know if this is a common thing that you, you know, hear about amongst residents, amongst, you know, the workers that are artists, that are they might be chefs and so on. So is this something, because I'm just like, if anybody is concerned about that, there's that theory about a gas station being concerned that another gas station is opening up, or a shoe store, you know, beside another shoe store. So is this the idea, too, that now we are becoming an area that is known for so many artists, so many musicians, oh my God, that it's now becoming a place to come to because there are so many, because the ratio, like you say, per capita is very high?
Well, I'm honing in on the word competition because that's not in my vocabulary. And I think the more art we have, the more culture we have, the better off we are. We all are. I don't like the, what's it called? The mindset.
Scarcity
mindset. Thanks, Karen. Yeah, I don't think that does helps us in any way. So I wouldn't even think about competition. I think, you know, I speak to artists who are moving here because there's already a robust arts community. Mm-hmm. There's appreciation for the arts. There is an arts council. That is huge. Not every rural community has an arts council that's providing infrastructure and programming. So I think the more the merrier, and I think artists will say that as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it sounds like you've also talked about how we are becoming that destination because the numbers are so high. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Okay, so Karen, do you have anything to add to that?
No, in the interest of time, I will just say I think one of the great things that we're already seeing for thinking about how to draw people in the winter months is this notion of layering. Mm. So we know that restaurants dip down in the winter, and that like a great example was Creekside Cafe in Wellington had Pamela Carter, who's an artist, teach oil painting for several weeks, which allowed Alicia to have or the Creekside Cafe to have lunch guests and allowed Pam to actually share her art. So I think some of that will be what we're kind of, when we talk about what are opportunities, it's really about layering, using what we already have and identifying those venues that may be quieter in the winter and finding people who can make use of them.
When was that? Was that like in the month of January or something?
I think it was over February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. All right. So let's cut to break. And when we come back, we've got more to dive deep with this team of five folks that make up the Four Season Visitor Economy Partnership right after this.